Last night was the opening for the Aotearoa Art Fair, which is on over the next 3 days until Sunday. As one of the most significant art events in New Zealand's cultural calendar, the fair welcomes thousands of local and international visitors each year. Whether you're a seasoned collector, occasional buyer, or just curious about art, the fair is an opportunity to browse and buy from a range of galleries and practitioners. This year, the fair is also celebrating exhibiting more Māori artists and art than ever. Last night brought a community of gallerists, artists, collectors and art lovers together to celebrate the art landscape in Aotearoa and beyond. I went along to the opening and asked people what brought them to the Aotearoa Art Fair and their highlights thus far. Here's what people thought.
Kia ora, I'm here with...
I'm Pete.
Kia ora, Pete, and I'm also here with...
Kia ora, Chris.
What brings you guys to the Aotearoa Art Fair tonight?
Oh, love of art.
Yeah, I'd have to echo that, and also just catching up with a whole bunch of people.
I think a bit of a connection with the art community. It's getting into those wintry days and it's kind of really important to connect with the world, and I think art is one of the coolest ways you can do that with so much in our world that's going on. And you know, art is a great way of interpretation of the artist and of the viewer. And it's, yeah, it's cool.
Try and come every single year, highlight of the year. So many amazing galleries. I have definitely come for Gavin Hurley at Melanie Rogers and
Absolutely. To
see Gail Axford's works and to see DJS, who is more of a younger artist gallery that's from Wellington, who has curated one of the spaces upstairs.
What brings me here is I'm an art lover and I love all the art here. It's amazing.
Kia ora, who am I here with?
Oh, kia ora, I'm Lisa Rehana.
And what brings you to the Aotearoa Art Fair here tonight?
Well, I'm lucky enough being an exhibitor, and I'm showing with a gallery, Sally Dan Cuthbert,
yes.
Who's come over from Sydney, and really excited that there are so many international galleries, or particularly Australian galleries, that are joining us here in Aotearoa.
I'm Linda Tyler, and I've come to the fair tonight because I just really love the opening night buzz and the chance to see all the art with the artists. The artists are usually on the booths, and it's really great. I've met artists tonight that I'd only ever heard about before, and it's just so great to be able to put a face to the name.
Yeah.
Marita Hewitt I met from Kelly Kelly.
Yeah.
And I've only ever seen her ceramics before, but she has, in the fair, she's done these stitched canvases where she's painted them to look like the sky.
Mm.
And she just explained her whole technique and her rationale to me. And you just get that opportunity at the opening that you don't would normally get during when everybody's here during the weekend.
Kia ora, I'm here with...
Kia ora, I'm Andrew Clifford. I'm director of the Te Whare Orehua, the Sargent Gallery in Whanganui.
Amazing. And what brings you to the Aotearoa Art Fair tonight?
See what's happening, see all the people, the galleries, and what all the artists are up to at the moment. It's a good chance, especially if you're out of town, to see a whole lot of stuff at once.
Kia ora, who am I here with?
I'm Elizabeth.
I'm Chris Ulutupu.
Awesome. And what brings you guys to the Aotearoa Art Fair tonight?
I actually got a free VIP pass because I sponsored the art fair 3 years ago as part of a project, and they keep inviting me back.
I'm exhibiting work. Yeah.
Where are you exhibiting?
Just in the next to the bar area. My work's on the kind of dark grey wall.
Oh, beautiful. Yeah. And do you have any highlights of the fair so far?
Well, to be truthful, I don't feel like it's so busy. I mean, I think the highlight is the collegiality and seeing so many friendly faces, seeing all the dealers working together under one roof. I think that's a really cool aspect. There's a lot of artists here that I haven't seen for a while, some since the last year. So I think for me that's a highlight, the fact that Aotearoa and our art scene is developing a depth, that there's enough to have so many people down here this evening.
There is so many works of art. I love the John Pollet piece of work. I was really struck with that. I can't wait to... I'm actually going to come back for the weekend.
Yeah.
I've decided. Like, it's my highlight tonight has been seeing so many of the art community and so many people that you see. And the rest of the weekend is going to be having a really good scout of artwork.
Yeah, totally. And so many galleries are switching over their...
So many galleries. It's amazing.
Show, so it'll be great to kind of see it twice.
And a huge
well.
Range of artists. I think even more this year.
Oh, I've got to say, because we're wearing bright colours, hanging out in Emily Hartley Scudder's installation is pretty fabulous.
So good.
Oh, highlights. Well, I always love a Fiona Partington.
Absolutely.
Because she's like such a talent and has been around for a while, and I just really respect her work. And I really love Melanie Rogers' pieces that she has of New Zealand artists. And there's been some surprises of Australian galleries, not against any Australians. But a woman that's been photographing these insane New Zealand birds, and they're still alive, but they're all alive.
Right.
So there's no taxidermy going on, and they're just beautiful. And she spent 10 years taking these images of these birds. It's like beautiful. A real passion project. She's done it with Australian birds as well. Lila Jeffries.
Amazing.
So she's a good one to look out for. And there's some, as always, beautiful New Zealand artists. The classics, I guess. Greer Clayton, beautiful. Too many to really name, but it's just a really cool place. And as I just mentioned to someone else, if not for the art, the amazing glasses that you see around are probably the coolest glasses you'll
see. Absolutely. There's great glasses game here.
I know.
There's always so much on that it's hard to pick any one highlight. So just being surrounded by great art is really good, and being surrounded by great New Zealand art is even better.
Totally.
Yeah, and I'm still travelling around to have a look at a few things, so I'll make my highlight a little bit later.
Might find you later then.
Yes, my favourite, I got two favourites actually. One is the John Poulet one, and the other is a Hammond one that was from 1991. Amazing.
Have been so impressed by the gallery that we're standing beside here, Sophia, Dan Cuthbert's gallery, because I hadn't realised until I looked into it a bit that all of the artists that are in her booth are all with New Zealand connections. So Edward Waring, who was born in New Zealand, Lisa Rehana, of course, who's got these marvellous pieces on the outside of the booth, and the gorgeous Sabine, who's done the cast resin sections and the mirrors. She's originally a New Zealander, so it's like they've curated their stand so carefully to make sure that it reflects where they are. It's really successful. I mean, you can walk through it to get to the drinks, which is another reason to go and see it.
Totally.
Well, it's just the whole thing, you know, like so many artists, and it's great to see all the dealers in the one space. And of course, it's been really wild tonight because you just get to see everyone, you know, because artists like hanging out in their studios, we spend most of the time talking to ourselves, and then we come out here and we get to see everyone, so that's the best thing.
It's actually more of a general observation. I think that the fair looks really good this year. I think the quality of the work's really good. And it's really great seeing the Australian galleries here. I met some of them last night, and they were really excited to be here. It's really their attitude was really interesting. They're like, we love coming here, and they were talking about it as being almost like familial, like a triangulation between sort of Sydney and Tasmania. Like they think Auckland's like a cross between Sydney and Hobart,
right?
Which I thought was like culturally a really interesting idea.
Yeah,
I've never been to Hobart, but I really want to go. Aww. So the energy, like having that energy, which is very different from here, you know, like the Australian attitude, was really good.
Totally.
So that's kind of my highlight. My highlight's more of like more in the cultural exchange than the work. To be honest, I haven't had much time to look at the work yet because I've been kind of busy working.
It's a very busy night.
I've been working. You know it's a busy night.
Yeah.
Melanie, Roger and Philip taking down a work and then wrapping it back up again was really quick and really great teamwork, to be honest. It was very fast. It all happened in under 2 minutes.
I don't know how I feel about this. It's both a neg and a pause, but I saw someone wear as a model maybe of one of the works, and I was like, I don't know how I feel about that.
Oh yes.
But it's intriguing.
Thank you to everyone who spoke with me at the opening night for the Aotearoa Art Fair. The fair is on at the Viaduct Event Centre and runs until Sunday. You can get your tickets from artfair.co.nz.